Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, live on the red carpet for day two of the Canadian Screen Actors Awards. This time we're focusing on cinematic and television series. We're going to be seeing Ryan Reynolds, Catherine O'Hara, and many more stars. And if you haven't already done so, please click the link below to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I also want to remind you that you can support us by buying these incredible t-shirts and sweatshirts with either the JTV tagline and logo or an inspirational saying made by me and a previous guest in a previous episode. The choice is yours. All you have to do is choose your color, your size, and whether you want the logo and the tagline or the inspirational saying, it'll all be sent to you conveniently straight to your front door and include shipping and handling. Now, before we get on with today's episode, we're going to have a word from our sponsor, so please stay with us. Hey, I'm Jeanette Burke from Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast, back at the red carpets at the Canadian Screen Actors Award, where I have to be dressed. So, thank you to Sachet Boutique in the heart of Thornhill at Yonge and Centre for another amazing outfit that has helped me stand out. If you have a special event coming on and you want to stand out, go visit Sheba. She will help you with her incredible collection of beautiful designer gowns and cocktail dresses from all the best European designs at very affordable prices.
Let's roast!
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Guys, first off, I just want to say I was really anxious about roasting an Asian person and getting canceled. But then I remembered, you're Filipino. You're the blacks of Asia, except no one's saying your lives matter.
Hannon has been acting, doing voice work, sketch, comedy, spoken word. She's been in a game for 18 years. Yes, 18 years. And this is her first TV taping. Congratulations. All it took was the f***ing world to end.
So, I'm standing here with...
Bruce Hills, president of Just for Laughs, and I'm here for our show, Roast Battle.
And Jean-Paul, comedian, resident fashionista.
So, president of Just for Laughs. Wow, it's a great honor to meet with you. And I love Just for Laughs. But it can't be easy running Just for Laughs. So, why don't you tell us, because you are a president, so you have to do the business, what is, like, the hardest thing about getting the Just for Laughs tours going and finding great talent to put into them?
Well, finding great talent is easy. It's just making the tough decisions when you have to look at all the best and make a decision who you're going to book. Because especially in this country, we have so much great talent. So, you know, like this very funny gentleman right here. So really that's it. I mean, the talent drives everything we do. When our talent's great, we'll sell tickets. People are happy. The comics are happy. Everything is driven by the comics and the festival being great.
Okay, so the comics and the content drive the business.
Absolutely. The comics are the content.
Over to you, okay, and you are a comic,
yes.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you, how hard is it to write a joke and make it funny? Because don't you have to do it similar to like writing a speech? I used to be a Toastmaster, and they used to make us write comedy speeches, and you know, it would be hard to be funny. So I'm asking you, how hard is it to come up with a joke and a punchline and rehearse it and make it funny?
Well, it depends, because comedy is very subjective, right? So regardless of what I think is funny, you might necessarily find it's funny, but I think the best thing you can do, or any comedian can do, is find out who they are and try to convey my sense of humor, and hopefully it translates and you can relate to it, and that's basically what it is. So instead of putting the pressure on to make it funny, just be yourself and... You know, find the sense
so
of time.
How do you derive the content, though? You start writing it out, or then you tweak it? What's the process?
For me, sometimes, you know, it could be the most random places that you find humor. I could be taking a shower, washing dishes, walking down the street, you know, walking the dog or whatever it is. And sometimes an idea will pop into your head, and you just, I call it shining poop. And you take it to the stage, you go to open mics, and you just keep on shining it, and then it becomes word economy. Then you cut this word out, try this word, and then eventually you understand what your rhythm is, and then you got the rhythm. And once you got the rhythm, You already, you know it. You just know it. It's intrinsic.
Well, you certainly look like you got the rhythm going on today. And you sort of got a little Shamar Moore aura going on here. I interviewed him once.
Can you tell people
Yes. So I wish you the best of luck, both of you, tonight.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. Very nice to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Thank you.
And I know that doesn't sound weird, but it's actually Jesus on the cross. And it's kind of awkward. I mean, if it isn't 9:15 or... 3:45. I don't really know where to look.
Thanks for being with us today on Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV Podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, signing off. Please remember to like, comment, and share all our posts with your family and friends. You will find us everywhere on the streaming side, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, and the list goes on. On the podcast audio side, you will find us on iHeartRadio, Apple, Anchor, Buzzsprout, BuzzFeed, and so many more. For a complete list of where to watch and listen to us, please check the link in the show notes below. And until next time, continue to be fabulous.